This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With COVID-19 transmissions level high, hospital capacity in Colorado is now at risk of being breached. Available critical care hospital beds dropped to below 200 for the first time during the crisis, says Incident Commander Scott Bookman. He says frontline workers are under intense pressure and hospitals are putting in place surge plans to deal with what are mostly unvaccinated people filling hospitals.
Cannot stress enough the state that our hospitals are currently in today. The stress that they are feeling, the impact that this wave is having on them.
Bookman says many are opening up additional ICU beds, canceling scheduled surgeries, and moving clinic staff to beef up hospital staffing levels. He says many people have returned to their normal lives, so now hospitals are dealing with the virus plus treatment for things like accidents, strokes, and heart attacks. The Loveland officer who shot and killed a young man who was having a mental health crisis last month will not be charged in the incident. District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin investigated the case and says the Loveland Police Department and the city should reform their practices around behavioral health calls. Alex Domino was 19. His guardian told police that he was in danger to himself and others. Body camera footage shows Officer Eddie Luzon shot Domino within minutes of arriving on scene. A section of I-25 just north of Colorado Springs will close in both directions tonight and southbound tomorrow night for construction. CDOT is rebuilding an overpass as part of a larger I-25 expansion project. A short detour will likely lead to delays for travelers. Right now in Denver, it's 96 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 93. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.